Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's feast of the Presentation reminds me of something that Padre Pio said. He said, for those souls who are faithful, this life in this world is like a purgatory. That is, the souls in purgatory, they experience great joy knowing that they are saved, that they will see God face to face. At the same time, they experience great pains because they aren't yet in union, or rather, they aren't yet given the beatific vision. So they're longing for that with an incredible desire. And so today's feast, interestingly, is the fourth joyful mystery of the Rosary, because it is a great joy for Our Lady to present her Son, the Redeemer of the world, in the temple. But at the same time, it is the first sorrow of Our Lady, of the seven sorrows. And so Our Lady is experiencing great joy and also great sorrow at this. This is what the commentary says. Saint Simeon, who had received the promise from God that he would not die before seeing the expected Messiah, takes the divine child from the hands of Mary and, enlightened by the Holy Spirit, announces to her how much sorrow this sacrifice must cause her. This sacrifice, which she was about to make of her son, with whom must her blessed soul also be sacrificed. So in this action of offering her son, Our Lady knows what she is doing. And she knows that the Redeemer of the world will be the Man of Sorrows. And she is offering her son, but also herself, in doing this. And so Simeon says, a sword will pierce through your own soul. See, these are the words that describe the sacrifice that Our Lady will be asked to make. It was revealed to Saint Teresa of Avila that in these words of Saint Simeon, all the minute circumstances of the external as well as internal sufferings which Jesus was to endure in his passion were made known to Mary. You see this, when God asks of us to give our yes, he wants there to be sufficient knowledge, right? Just like when people get married, they profess their vows, they have to have sufficient knowledge of what they're doing, or else it's invalid. Same thing with religious who profess religious vows. We need to understand what we're professing, or else it's invalid. And so Our Lady here, she is given mystically the knowledge of what this offering really means. And the commentary goes on to say, or actually this was revealed to Saint Teresa of Avila, Mary consented to everything with a firmness which made the angels wonder. The commentary goes on to explain. Hold on. God did not wish that Jesus should sacrifice his life for the salvation of men without the concurrence of the consent of Mary. Right? This makes sense because Jesus is not only the Son of the Eternal Father, but he is also the real Son of Mary. Right? And so requires the consent of Mary, that together with the sacrifice of the life of the Son, the heart of the mother might be sacrificed also. Saint Thomas teaches that the relation of mother gives an especial right over her children. Hence, Jesus, being innocent in himself and not deserving any punishment for his own sins, it seemed fitting that he should not be destined to the cross as the victim for the sins of the world without the consent of his mother, by which she should voluntarily offer him to death. And we see this in the words of Scripture, Romans 8:32. He, God, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. The same words can be applied to Our Lady. Mary, who did not spare her own son, but gave him up for us all. And also the very famous passage of John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that all who believe in him might not perish. And so, Mary as well, so loved the world, universal maternity of Mary. She so loved the world without any exceptions that she gave her only begotten son for the redemption of the world. Saint Epiphanius actually says that Mary here is acting just like a priest in making this offering. Not the common priesthood of the lay faithful, because this is an uncommon priesthood. This is a unique priesthood. It's not the ministerial priesthood of ordained ministers who act as Christ the head, but we could call this the maternal priesthood of Mary, where she is acting and offering as her role as mother of the Redeemer and mother of the redeemed. And so we give thanks to Our Lady for her generosity, for her constancy, for her firmness in making this offering of her son and also of herself, of her own Immaculate Heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.